No shit.
It worked again. First time.
Take that, Apple. John Apple.
John Appleton.
John Apple.
Johnny Appleseed. Brandon Chalmers,
Jamie Noguchi,
ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, welcome to the fucking Do It podcast hosted on the Nerds of Color Hard Knock Life. I did it again. Hard Knock Media. It's been Hard Knock. Jesus.
Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network.
That's the word. Hard Knock Media Podcasting Network. That's NOC, Nerds of Color, not the Jay-Z Hard Knock Life Annie ripoff song. We're not going there.
Okay. But that song is a jam. So
yeah. Okay. So we are here. We're part of Hard Knock Media.
We are.
It's amazing. We had an event with Keith this past weekend. That's what we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
But yeah, it's every time I say it, it still remains true. It's amazing that we're on a network.
Yeah, somebody tolerates us.
And,
yeah.
And we get to do cool stuff with the network and some of our friends along. And we've made a couple of friends in the network. So I'm just always pleased as punch to be able to say that because it's nice to have friends. All right, Brandon Chalmers, before we get into the meat of it, the so-called meat of it, you had an away mission. You actually got to see a super art fight without working a super art fight.
I did, but before we dig into that, is related to our podcast here, I want to give a huge shout out to Super Art Fight super fan Brianna Burke. Ooh. Who we have seen in a bunch of things, went out of her way to tell me how much she enjoys the podcast. I said it then, I say it now, genuinely from the bottom of my heart.
Oh my gosh.
I really appreciate you listening.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
So please feel free to share with everybody, but it was super rad to be like middle of a beer, like joking around, just kind of catching up, and all of a sudden she was like, oh my god, the podcast. And
aww.
Seriously, like it stopped me mid-sentence. So genuinely, thank you so much.
That's all right. Cool. That's cool. So, like,
it was super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No pressure now. No pressure now.
No, I trust me. Yeah. Believe me. I swoon anyway, but, you know, I very much I was just smitten.
That's awesome. So
this was my first super art fight event as a spectator.
Wow. Oh, did you bring your camera?
I did not.
What?
I took one photo all night.
Well,
here's the thing is, like, I half debated bringing my camera, and then I was like, well, if I'm going to bring my camera, I don't want to just shoot a bunch of photos from the ground. And then at that point, then I'm asking the crew if I can have additional photo access. And essentially, then at that point, I'm working.
I see.
If that is something that I would choose to do or approach them about later on, just be like, hey, guys, I think I want to start taking more photos of the shows and stuff like that, of the ones that I go to. I'll, you know, work out a deal with them about access to the photos and yada, yada, yada. But, like, for me, for my first one, I wanted to just have me, don't bring anything, don't set anything up, just have my phone with me, a couple dollars in my pocket, and just go, cool, what's it like to actually go see a show?
Yeah.
And it was an interesting experience. Like, nice. Yeah, like, so I got a chance to be a plus one, so I got a chance to see a bit of, like, backstage-ness and what have you.
Uh-huh.
From an outside perspective, like, I was actually one of the people who ran and got food for once at a DC. I know.
Nice. Where did you go?
I went to the falafel joint right across the street from the Black Cat. I do not remember the name of it.
Amsterdam Falafel.
Yeah,
that place is the jam. Did you get the garlic sauce?
I did.
Oh, Did you get the fries?
I did not.
Raina Chalmers.
Sir.
You get the garlic. You get the fries. You put the fry in the garlic. And then you put it in your face. And you do this many, many times. And then you're sad because you ran out of fries. But they will take your money so they can get more fries.
That's fair, but I did not actually stay there and eat. I volunteered myself because I was not working to go pick up food for other people, still trying to be a kind friend for others.
So you were the pack mule.
No, it was one of those things where there are a lot of art fighters now who have very unique and complex get-ups. Mm-hmm. And there are suits of armor to be had. There are ridiculously high boots. There's a ton of makeup going on. It was glitter akimbo. Like, there's more glitter back there than I've ever seen.
Is it biodegradable glitter, or is it just?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
No, it is. They have made the green switch. I'm very happy to say.
Very cool.
It's a lot of glitter. Yeah. So, I volunteered myself. I was like, hey, I'm gonna go get food. Who wants falafel?
Aw.
Yeah. Hey, man. Like that's the idea. So
we used to way back in the day. We used to have someone who went and did a sandwich run before big shows.
Yes.
And then at another point in time, we used to get pizza for everybody.
Yeah, I remember that too. And there was still a little bit of that. Our last show, I think they ordered some pizzas or what have you. But like, the tradition is still alive and well. But given that it's a DC show on a Friday, it's kind of catch chow as you can sort of scenario because nobody has time to just kind of wander down and spend time together. You know, if this was a Saturday show, everybody goes down. They park early. They all go to dinner together. They all go over to the show together. They all set up together. There's a lot more calmness going on. Mm-hmm. Friday shows, getting down through traffic after work.
And the climate protests too.
I did not experience any of the climate protests.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And I drove down and actually parked in DC near the venue.
Ooh, brave soul.
Not a brave soul. Look, kids, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Parking Panda's your friend. Do a little research. Like the Tuesday before, I managed to find parking for $15 for all night. Reserved a spot from 5 p.m. till 2 a.m. It was like a 9-minute walk from my car to the front door of the venue.
I've always parked free down in D.C. If you go a little ways into the neighborhood, like by the elementary school, there's usually a bunch of spots there.
I had a feeling it was one of those things where I didn't want to have to think about finding a spot. Mm-hmm. I wanted zero thought about it. I wanted to be able to just GPS and go straight down. I had a one stomping on in tow with me as well.
Oh, yeah. So you need access. Yeah.
Yeah, like I wanted to know there was going to be a spot. I wanted to know how far we were going to have to haul the stompy costume. Like just – yeah, like just a bit of peace of mind, and that's worth an extra couple ducats to me. And – I had actually just picked up their shirt online. Big shout outs to Gods and Monsters for their win.
So I
was going down repping the team. I figured spend a little cash on the on that. So that was kind of nice. But I got a chance to hang out, watch the show, hang out with a bunch of fans that I hadn't seen in forever. Got a ton of double takes as like I'm standing up front. The show starts. New referee Adam comes out to do the entrance.
I'm
watching a dude who I don't know if he realized that I had retired or not. Uh-huh. Literally look up, see him, look confused, look back, see me, look back at him, look back at me, look back at him, look back at me, look back at him, and go, yeah. And then just stand there and just watch the whole thing. And like, had a great time. Adam did an outstanding job.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But it was a very funny moment of just watching him do the, wait, the fuck is going on over here?
What is this happy horse shit?
Yeah. I realize old habits die hard. The countdown is very real in my heart. So that's still very much a thing. But
like every time the
countdown for 10.
Yeah, 10, 9, 8,
the,
7.
Yeah, the, hitting the 5.
Hit hard the post, spot. Yeah.
Hit that 5 hard. The funny thing is I noticed people around me starting to get louder at 5 when I would do it. So, yeah. So apparently it's still infectious that way.
Fun.
That was very cool. Yes. Yeah, so I got a chance to hang out with a bunch of them. So I got a chance to hang out with Gods and Monsters tag partner Wisteria and her friends there as well. She had a crew.
Wow.
chance to hang out with some of Rave Royale's crew. Got a chance to see a bunch of our fighters I hadn't seen in forever. Got a chance to catch up with the host. Like, it was a good experience of just being able to kind of hang out there, and even got shouted out at by Baron Von Sexyville as I was hanging back by the back of the bar near the table.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he walked by to go to the bathroom, looked at me, and I was like, I'm not working. I promise I'm not working.
I ain't touching the merch. I haven't made a count. I haven't put merch.
I'm not working. I promise.
I haven't folded anything.
I'm just here. I'm just here. I didn't do anything. So yeah, like it was a good experience. It was a different experience. There are a lot of things that have changed already, which is a little weird.
Uh-huh.
But new rig setup is very different. You know, they had some projector fun in the beginning that was a little stressful to watch them go through.
There's always projector fun.
Well, it's the realization that so the new MacBooks, right?
Yes.
They don't have an HDMI port.
No,
so
they
don't. So you got to use a dongle.
Yes, you do.
So if you don't pay for the Apple dongle and you buy the Amazon one, there's a halfway decent chance that the Amazon one's going to shit the bed.
Yes.
Yeah. So they had learned this the hard way as I walked upstairs from the back to just kind of see how things were going and just kind of like, hey, man, how you been? And I just see the projector just popping constantly. And like, you can hear it. Like, eh, that's not good. So I got all that worked out, and thank goodness Ross Nover lives close and they can fix that problem pretty quickly. But yeah, so it was a good show all in all. But mm-hmm. It was very interesting, like feeling the anxiety of like things like the projector having an issue and not jumping in.
Oh yeah.
Seeing a bunch of people up there and not being involved. Experiencing somebody else doing my old job mm-hmm. was its own thing.
Yeah.
So It was a little surreal, but it was good.
Okay.
Did you
have favorites? Did you pick favorites for every match?
Oh, I 100% picked favorites. That was one of my favorite things, as I got a chance to tell everyone back there before we got started. So, hey, because I don't actually work here anymore, I don't have to pretend to like some of you. So I'm definitely going to pick favorites.
I no longer have to pretend to like you, ass.
Yep. So I definitely got a chance to cheer, and I got a chance to get right up close and personal and shout for people, and it felt real good.
Nice.
Like, in all fairness, though, did give the participation claps along to the other people. So, no, not a shitty golf clap. Proper clap, proper applause. Yeah. Like, I'm going to make some noise. But yeah, I decided, fuck it, I'm a fan. I'm picking some favorites. I got no problem with that.
That's really funny.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good. I definitely plan on hitting up the one coming up in November. They just released the poster for.
Okay.
Which I absolutely love that poster design. Yeah.
You love a poster design, Brandon?
Yeah, so full disclosure, I used to bitch and complain about a lot of the poster designs. I fucking hated them. I still have them. I hang them in my office. I think I have more copies of the posters than probably any human alive. But I used to bitch about them constantly. I like this poster so much, I texted Michael Bracco to compliment him on the poster completely out of the blue. Like, I saw it go up and I was like, that's a fucking sharp poster, and just texted him out of the blue, and he was like, wow, thanks, man. Same fucking response you had. Really? You like a poster? Yes, I do.
That's a nice poster, sir.
Nice fucking poster you got there, sir. But yeah, so I plan on hitting up the one in Baltimore in November. So
nice.
If you're like, hey, I couldn't make it to DC, or I'm more Baltimore based, or I just want to hang out and like have a beer and bullshit with me, I plan on being there. I'm going to hang out right from when doors open. I'm going to be drinking, having a good time. You should come out. You should come support them. You should come support your artist friends. You should come see all the new artists. The new artists are outstandingly good.
I've heard good things. I'm sad. I've never been able to work with Rave Royale. I've heard that she's a monsoon.
Man, did we fucking miss out on having her earlier? Yeah. Holy hell!
Yeah, I've heard. Her reputation precedes her.
and fucking Titanium.
Yeah.
Throwing down with Baron Von Sexyville was superb.
I heard the horny line that Like, yeah, I'm horny. Like,
yeah, the one-liners were good. The character development is great. Like, just I thoroughly impressed with all of them.
That's awesome.
Wait to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Super, 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 super well done. So yeah, but I plan on being out there for the Autobar show. I'm going to try and be a fan. I'm going to try and hit as many of the shows as I can. I'm going to try and be a fan to all of the artists. I really suggest you do the same. If you want to come out and you're like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. If you come find me at the Autobar and you tell me about how much you enjoy the podcast, your first drink's on me.
Nice.
That's it.
Nice.
That is a 100% guarantee. Your first beverage is on me. No questions asked. I don't care what it is.
Oh, and the nice thing about the Autobar is they do karaoke upstairs. So you can go up and like hang out early and like do the karaoke. You can
totally
stuff.
Do that. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, hell yes. You come to me. You're like, hey, Brandon, really love the podcast. Even if you're fucking lying to me, you just happen to hear this one and you just get lucky. That's fine. Your first beverage is still on me.
Day. We'll see how far I am along in this goddamn graphic novel.
That's okay. Maybe you can take a night off and we can get the band back together and go out. Yeah.
We'll see how far I am. God damn it.
Yeah. Anywho, so, sir.
So it sounds like it was a good homecoming. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good experience. Weird, but good. I expect them to be more comfortable later on as I start to get more used to my new non-existent role.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun just sitting back and relaxing.
That's not a word I would use, but yeah.
Well, if I do make it, I'm bringing some gear so I can take photos and shit.
Yeah. Yes, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon Chalmers.
Sir.
We had a second away mission over the weekend that you and I both got to participate in.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about it. We're going to see if there are ways to improve it because it seems like it was an interesting enough event to have it go on twice. This is the second year they've done it and they've expanded like a motherfucker. So we are going to be talking about the Charm City Night Market that occurred. I don't know that area of Baltimore. It's near
it's right near Lexington Market,
and it's put on by the Chinatown Collective, I think. And the idea is that area used to be Chinatown in Baltimore, and now it is nothing. Like,
okay, so that explains why I didn't know there was a Chinatown in Baltimore, and why when I saw that address for the event, I was like, the fuck are they talking about it being Chinatown? This, yeah. Like, this is a bunch of office buildings in Lexington Market. Like, yeah. When the hell? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, I didn't get that history before, but like, we met the organizer and all that kind of stuff. So that's why they wanted to kind of remind the area that this used to be Chinatown. Asian people used to be here. Don't know where they went.
The suburbs,
I guess. Cause like
Rockville,
but there's nothing there. And I don't know if all of those businesses are shuttered on the regular or if they are only open during the work week, but like it looked like nothing there. Like it looked like there was like one store that was open. It was like that big thrift store, like one.
Yeah. Urban Outfitters or something like that,
like a knockoff, like a budget Urban Outfitters or something like that. It was like one thing or something. I worked the show. Brandon actually came later in the evening for the night market portion of it. So what did you think? What did you think?
What I mentally was prepared for and what it was were two very different things.
Okay.
So mentally I was prepared for a much larger outdoor situation, very similar to when we went to that bubble tea festival down in Rockville.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was expecting a very like family friendly kind of like, I hate to say it this way, a lot of a lot of paper lanterns, a lot of decorations, a lot of everything that would feel less like a Fells Point Street Festival or like a Towson Town Festival sort of thing, where they just set up generic booths along a street and you just wander around looking for something to eat.
Yeah.
And more of a, I don't know, like it felt like a tale of two events too. So the way everything was set up, myself, then the Charm City Shinobi, Dan Malahome, and his wife and their son came from the side of where Lexington Market is. We came down through what looks like almost like an office complex courtyard area. Yeah. There they were doing what seemed like a lot of very traditional Asian dance sort of things. There were a lot of people in traditional style garb talking about the, you know, it was a very like cultural sort of thing and felt very educational. It felt very similar to the Rocco Festival.
Yeah.
And I looked around and I was like, okay, I see some booths here. I see some booths here. I see what looked like a street that's closed off. Let's have some food vendors. Okay, this is a nice, small, fun event. And then I kept walking. And then I realized that this thing goes like down around the corner and they blocked off probably six blocks, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Of Baltimore streets to go and do this event. And there were just a lot of food vendors.
Yeah.
Some craft vendors smattered around near the food vendors, some near the traditional theater that turned into a ghost town way later on. And then the majority of them in like a fenced in grassy pavilion-esque kind of area where you were situated, Jamie.
Yeah, me and Keith were there.
Where there was a stage, when we came in, they were doing like some sort of hip hop dance thing where they were like trying to get the crowd involved and teach them how to dance. And there was, you know, a lot of rap music playing and what have you. And like,
yeah,
it felt very much like any sort of outdoor festival. And it didn't feel very much like a Chinatown event. It didn't feel like anything that it described in the thing. Like, I was nice to see most of the food vendors, most were Asian based.
Yeah.
So like, I remember turning my nose up at like the regular mac and cheese place and a barbecue place that I was hoping for it to be some sort of thing other than traditional American barbecue. And it was very much just boring ass American barbecue. Oh, and I was like, okay, cool. Now I know why there's no line here. Then just kind of kept walking. But like, I don't know. It was a weird thing. It was designed to be an evening event.
Yes.
So it ran from what, 3 to 11?
Yes. Yes. It ran from 3 to 11. And Keith and I set up at 11 because setup is at 11. So I drove up to Keith's place. We got breakfast and then we got to the venue. And load-in was great because no one was fucking around. So we could park our car and just dump our shit. But like we were – it was like a – 18-hour day.
I mean, like, so I think that's more to my point of what's going on. So in this event, I really expected there to be a lot more light. Mm-hmm. And the event was very poorly lit. Most of the food vendors didn't have really great signage, didn't have any photos of anything that was going on. Their logos were out there, but a lot of them were like kitschy sort of things where you see like a pig's face, but no like real description about what anything is.
Yeah.
And for someone who doesn't understand all of the nuances of all of the different Asian cultures that are there, I don't know what some of this stuff is. So as I'm walking by in these poorly lit stalls, as the sun is definitely setting and everything, you know, and all the lights going away, and there's no light stretched across the buildings, and there's no extra streetlights anywhere. It was just an incredibly poorly lit event. So it's a lot of people wandering around a dark street or wandering around in a gigantic grassy field with like one stage with some lights and then a couple art vendors. And you guys look like even you were poorly lit.
Yeah. We had little Christmas lights because we were under the tents on the main stage area, and the tent had like a string of Christmas lights right in the middle, and at every station there was a plug. So I think we could have plugged in our own shit, and had I known that they didn't have like fucking lanterns everywhere, which is kind of what I was expecting, I might have brought some like lights or something to just kind of to brighten it up. I mean,
the lighting situation felt very similar to what you would want if you were doing mood lighting in like a backdoor patio setting.
Yeah.
Like, if you and like six of your friends are out back of your place sipping on drinks, middle of summer, like fire pit going on, you know, 20 feet away from you, and you all are just hanging out around a table or whatever it is, and you've got like the Christmas lights or the decorative lights that are just kind of going over top of an awning, it felt like light was kind of washed over, but it wasn't the sort of thing you'd go shopping in. It wasn't the sort of thing where you would go and, you know, admire the workmanship of a meal or anything. Like, I know it's only its second year, so I don't want to like bag on it or anything. I was genuinely impressed with the size of it.
Yeah.
I was genuinely impressed with the size of the crowd.
Yes.
Like, they had a really nice turnout.
Yeah.
I was genuinely impressed with a lot of the vendors as I was walking by when I could see them. But
yeah,
I quickly lost interest in what this was because it didn't have – I don't know. It felt like it was missing a lot of the uniqueness of some of these outdoor festivals that are out there.
Yeah, it didn't have like a overarching hook. I mean,
it doesn't have like Hunfest. Hunfest has the very similar layout of like there are some stages, there's some music going on, they try and talk about some culture, there's a lot of stores and stuff like that are around, there's a lot of random vendors that are there, and not all of them happen to have anything to do with the actual event that's happening there, but people are dressed up for the thing. There seems to be a bit of kitschiness about it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are super interested. There didn't seem like – I don't know who was actually a promoter for this thing. It didn't seem like there was ever any event staff walking around anywhere. There was nobody who were from the night market who I could recognize.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing for anyone to take photos of or to be interested in. Like, I don't know how you take photos or represent that evening unless you were taking some like backlit photos of people on stage where there's like that bright purple light that was on stage there.
Yeah.
Or a bunch of stuff during the day, which doesn't necessarily give the night market the best idea.
Yeah, I think. And also there's nothing that indicates the purpose of the show. Like, you have to be there and know with an organizer to let you know that, you know, this used to be Chinatown. There's no
signage anywhere.
Yeah, there's no signage. There's no like fake decorations on some of the boarded up businesses that say like this used to be Chinatown or like or a plaque or something.
Something. Yeah, like I hate to say it that way because like I feel like I'm asking for a potential stereotype, and I hope that's not really true. I hope I'm really just looking for some more traditional culture sort of decorations or some sort of festival feel to go along with it, as opposed to just a bunch of pop-up booths on a city street. And I hope I'm reading that correctly, from an outside perspective.
I think there are some opportunities there. Like, if they had old photos of what it used to look like and they blow it up
or put a
big photo stand like by the corner, like this is what this corner used to look like, now it's a boarded up piece of shit, but like this is you know, Chinatown in the heyday, like something to like elevate it more than just here's a bunch of Chinese food or here's a bunch of Filipino food that you can't get on a normal day. Wait in this hour long line. Like, if you're gonna wait, there should be something there that informs you why you're here.
Right.
I feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
Also, a personal complaint. The garage that is closest to everything closes at 8 p.m. So, well, because Dan and I were trying to figure out where to park, because I'm like, hey, why don't we meet up at the same time? We'll go walk in together and we'll go walk around together. We'll just park in the same place. So this way I didn't have to think where I was going.
Yeah.
So he sends me, he's like, this is the garage I'm going to. I'll shoot you a thing. And like, luckily, we both ended up finding a different garage, like, I don't know, a few blocks away from that.
Was it the Kava Street garage or whatever?
No, I think I don't remember what the fuck I stayed at. Anyway, yeah. it was like $5 to park for a few hours. It really wasn't too bad.
Oh, nice.
But it was just one of those things where it was like, maybe just work with one of the local garages or something like that and just be like, suggesting parking includes yada, 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 yada. And like, try and maybe work out something. Like, you've got a few thousand people.
Yeah.
Showing up. That neighborhood doesn't necessarily have a ton of homes around it.
No.
So everybody's kind of commuting in there.
Yes.
Maybe work it out with some of the garages. Like,
Or put some signs, or like, I don't know.
Something.
Signage needed to happen.
A night market parking special, $10 or something like that. And yeah, just make it a flat rate for the evening. Work with some of them.
Yeah.
Something.
I like that idea.
Yeah, like something to help you out a little bit of like list of available, or you know, even just list the, even if you don't have a deal, list the garages that are close with addresses.
Yeah.
So this way you can go to one, and if that one's full, you can literally just go to the next one on the list and just go, okay, I'm not familiar with that area.
Me neither.
So me trying to find a garage, like I found a close one, then Dan found a different one. He sent me the address of that one. I couldn't find that one correctly. I found one that was relatively close to that. I went, fucking, I'm parking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I got frustrated. So by the time I got to the event, I was already annoyed. I'm like, motherfucker, could we do this shit? And then met up with him, got down there, and then looked around and was like, okay, and then started wandering around, and then everything started to get poorly lit. I was like, what the fuck am I doing at this thing?
Yeah.
Because yeah, it felt like every other bullshit. Like, and this is the problem. Other than the music, I couldn't genuinely tell the difference had I been just standing in the field of the main area that you guys were set up in. Mm-hmm. I would not be able to tell the difference in between the night market, the classic Chinatown night market, and the Dundalk Fan Festival.
Yeah.
It's both poorly lit in a grassy field or parking shit, and I don't know what the hell anyone's selling.
Really loud.
Really loud.
I agree with everything. Like, I wanted to know more about the Chinatown area, because you walk down there and there's nothing. And, you know, you look at the facades that border the market, and they're just boarded up. Some of them are bombed out, you know, some of them are like fucking right. Shit. And then right. And then the random office building, you know, on the next part of, like, on, right, down, yeah, the next, yeah, block.
The super nice office courtyard area that someone clearly is paying way too much money for rent for, and then the bombed out businesses, and then a big grassy field. And it was like,
yeah,
I understand the premise. Now that you explained it to me, I understand the premise of what they're trying to go for by having it,
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I ask the question, if you're not going to double down on showing the history of that and showing the difference in between the two and basically having everyone wax nostalgic for, boy, howdy, I wish this was still Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Why not put it somewhere else?
You know, the grassy knoll that we were at has this giant white wall that could be used as a projector. Like, you could project, you know, old photos,
old images, yeah,
yeah, Chinatown in its heyday. You could do like a mini documentary in between DJs or something like that, but like something to add.
I think just the constant photos of classic Chinatown with all the streets with just a description of the corners,
yeah,
literally just next to the stage.
Yeah,
you could add the stage there, and then on the wall right next to it, just some super bright imagery,
yeah,
of some, and honestly, pepper in some of the vendors.
Yeah, and you could, like, the pig place that I will talk about eventually, but, like, you know, you could talk about the style of cooking for specific vendors and, like, what this means. And because you're right, like, if you're not familiar with Asian cuisines, and there are certain Asian cuisines that I'm even not familiar with, you have no idea what's going on.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is. And there's no one there to explain it to you, because they just want your money and get you out of the fucking way so they can get to the next
customer. Right, but what I'm saying, right, but like what I'm saying is when you go walking by a traditional street festival, fair food, there are big signs with big descriptions of what it is.
Yeah.
Italian sausage with peppers and onions.
That's boom. True. Yeah.
Fried, you know, deep fried Oreos. Boom. Blah, 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 blah.
But yeah.
Like, give me some, tell me what the fuck is going on. Korean fried chicken. Okay, what else do you sell? Yada, yeah. Yada, bam. Yada, yeah. Yada. But just fucking yeah. Throw them up there so that I know
yeah.
Where the fuck am I, like, what am I in the mood for? Yeah. Well, it's got Thai food.
Yeah. This is the okay. This is just the like, vegan area. This is the, you know, this what? Is the Japanese this is, area. This is the sushi
this
area.
Is the fucking thing. Like, yeah. I watched Dan Malahome go up to different Thai vendors to look for stuff and him being unimpressed with multiples of them and watching his wife ask for some sort of like meat on a skewer sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, yeah, it feels like this should be traditional. And like, he went to like two or three different ones, couldn't find it. And she was like, that's fucking disappointing. It's like, okay. Now I'm not feeling so bad. Now I'm getting picky because I'm like, yeah. Okay, if I don't Allison's know what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Now, right, yeah, like I need somebody to – I need somebody to tell me. I cannot be the only one there who is uneducated about a lot of this food culture. Like,
yeah,
I can't be the only one.
Yeah. Actually, Brandon, there's a Thai New Year that Dan always invites people to go to.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
That is the shit.
I feel like I'm always doing something that weekend. I don't know. I assume it was always something art fight related.
Yeah, for us, it was always art fight something. So right. Like this past year, I think I didn't sign up for a show, so I was able to go. It was amazing. And I know exactly what Allison is looking for, and it is amazing.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing is I think that felt a little more justifiable to me is when Thai people are looking for something Thai and can't find something that is very basic, like street fair Thai food at the like Asian night market. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What? I have no justification to be a picky bitch about this, but I'm totally just like, yeah, that's some fucking bullshit. Am I right?
Yeah.
I just immediately just fucking clinging on.
Yeah. So yeah. I think we're in agreement. Something to tell people why the fuck they're there.
Yes.
Better lighting. Fucking signs, man.
Now, you know what I think really what it is? Stop with the night market shit. Make it a day festival.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a Chinatown festival. Stop trying to make it a night market. You don't want to spend the money on actually doing the rest of the stuff. Have the thing start at noon. Have it run to 8.
Yeah.
And just do it that way.
Yeah, because then you can see what you're eating.
Right, then you can see what you're eating. You can wander around and do the fair. Like, you can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
I wish, like, because we didn't get down there until almost 6:30, 7 o'clock maybe. Like, it was starting to get dark when we got there.
Yeah, I think it might have been a different experience for you guys if you ended up going earlier. Because if you went earlier, you would have had a much easier time finding parking, a much easier time finding anything to eat.
It would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It must have been closer to 8 because I was worried about – I think when we were looking for spots, it was already like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was already later in the evening. So I think that's more to my point. I like the event. I don't want to shit on the event as a whole.
Right.
I would ask, as someone who went to the event in the evening versus someone who tabled at the event, which is you,
yeah.
Please either double down on the lighting and make this a festival of lights that you can really enjoy and put the money into that.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have the dollars for that, which I totally understand, it's a new event. Only in its second year. I cannot fight you about that. Fucking scoot that timetable up a little bit and have the majority of the thing happen during the day. You'll end up with a lot more families, which means you can do a lot more cultural style events.
Mm-hmm.
Have some fucking people in the garb wander through the fucking streets, please, so that somebody has something to look at.
Yeah.
A bit more signage going on, and for the love of everything that's holy, please try and work with somebody about the parking sitch.
Yeah, yeah. I think those are all doable.
But I can say with confidence, I'll go again.
Yeah, I mean,
next year I'm in. I will absolutely go again.
Yeah.
I just know now I will be there at 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'll have an early dinner. I'll hang out till it gets darkish to see whether or not they fix any of this stuff.
Yeah,
and then I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm going to go head home. Great time. Good to see everybody. I'm out. Like,
yeah.
And then I'll be able to enjoy the thing and be like, yeah, this was a fun event. And I got a chance to experience a bit of culture that I don't usually get a chance to experience. And I got to try some new this and new that. And that's cool.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like I told Keith, like, I'm probably not going to bring any of my merch next year if you decide to do it again, but I'm here. I will work this festival with you. Like,
yeah,
I had a good time. I sold for shit, but okay. I don't think my stuff fits in that type of venue. Like,
I think you should have brought nothing. Like, if they move the timetable up, right?
Yeah.
You do nothing but puppy cows.
That's exactly what I was thinking on the drive home. Like, puppy cow would have been amazing.
A ton of weird. Do you have any more of the keychains left? That weird cat squid thing or whatever it is?
I don't know, but I could always make them. Like, I would do pins.
No, don't make anything. I'm talking about you just literally carve out all of your old inventory and you use it as like a deep discount Jamie Noguchi spectacular sale. Like, just. Yeah. Come on down. We're stacking them deep and selling them cheap. We got puppy cows akimbo.
Yeah.
And you just price them to move.
Yeah.
And get that stock out of here.
Yeah.
And have every fucking kid out there who's hanging out, enjoying hopefully some sort of Thai meat on a stick, just clutching a fucking puppy cow, just looking happier than a pig and shit.
Yeah. If Kana ends up going next year, I'll just hand her a puppy cow and she just walks the festival.
Walks around. Yeah, just holding it, just clutching it oh so tight.
Yeah.
Just loving every bit of it.
So, Brandon, I want to highlight a hidden gem that we walked past during the day and never went back to, because it is a restaurant that is here in Rockville. And you can experience this restaurant whenever you come back. So we walked past a booth called Kuya Ja, Lechon Belly. Kuya Ja's Lechon Belly. So Lechon Belly is the belly of a pig that they roast on a spit for 6 fucking hours. Slow roasting it. So the outside of the skin gets crispy. Like candy, it's like a cracklin, but like with a sugar coating and just like
okay, I got you. Yeah. I was saying, because we experienced a little bit of this when we went out to Chicago and did the suckling pig.
Sure.
We found out that they put coconut milk all over the outside of the skin to slowly let it crack over time.
Yeah. But this is thicker and it has a nicer crunch, and it just it crunches and it melts into your face.
Nice.
And then the pork is like, remember we did the pig, it was a little dry.
Yeah.
No dry. Okay. It's juicy, it's moist. Mm-hmm. It also melts into your mouth.
Girl.
They serve it with a side of rice. You can get garlic infused rice with a fried egg.
Bitch, yes.
And
did you just have yourself a moment there? You got wistful about garlic infused rice.
It like, was so good.
I want to stop everybody for a second. Jamie Noguchi just had a long pause at garlic infused rice. Like, he literally was like, oh yeah, that rice.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Me? Yeah. So when we walked past them around 11 o'clock because we had nothing else to do, and we asked them if they had anything ready to eat, because like some of the vendors around, or no, we went around like 2 or 3, some of them were prepared to serve food. They weren't ready. They were getting some pork belly from Rockville. They were driving it up fresh. And you know, so they were like, come back, we'll probably be ready when we're open and stuff. I never had a chance because we were working the booth the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
But oh my god, if they are there next year, however long the line is, it is worth it. Kuya Ja Lechon Belly, stand in that line. Get yourself some of that shit. It is so fucking good. So me and Alex, Two Drink Alex, we went climbing this morning. And
yes.
I was like, Alex, I've never gone to this place. I walked past it at the night market. I need to eat this. And Alex was like, oh yeah, I had the sandwich there last time. We need to check it out. We went there, sat down, got our order, came, and I had a moment, man. The skin, Brandon. The skin. It is so good. But I talked with the guys there. I asked them like how the night market was for them, and they said it was great. Like, they sold well throughout the day. They did it last year and they ran out of stuff. So this year they brought twice as much, and they ended up coming home with a little bit, but like, they had a great time. So, you know, it worked out for the food vendors, which I think is how it's going to go. Oh no. Did my internet pop out? My internet popped out. Come back, internet. Come back, internet. Come back, internet. What is happening? No internet connection. Shit. Are we back?
There we go.
All right.
Yeah, we're back.
My internet my internet connection crapped out as well.
Okay.
So what did you miss?
The last thing I heard was they ran out last year. They brought twice as much this year, came back with a little bit.
Yeah. So my impression, and they were like, oh, so what were you selling? And I was like, well, I was selling comics. And the guy kind of looked at me like, really? And I was like, yeah. But I love this place. This is one of my new favorite places to go in Rockville.
Nice.
It's kind of dinky. They have like two big tops, and then like a couple of double tables on the side, and then like a counter area. So it's not a huge place, but motherfucker. Okay. I am taking
that's the sort of place I'm down for. Like, the sort of place that it is very much like, look, we're here to do something fucking right.
Yeah.
So you want decorum, fuck off with all that. Like, seriously, man, my favorite fucking barbecue place doesn't even have indoor seating. They've got a screened-in porch clipped onto the side of the fucking restaurant. Like, nice. They do not fucks around. They've got plastic sheeting that drops down like a goddamn storm cover when it starts to rain on the side.
Yeah.
But they suggest that you don't sit near the window so you don't get wet, okay? And I'm just like, fucking love this place. Anyway, but yeah, so nice. I'm all about those sort of places where it's like, no, we do one thing very, very right.
Yeah, and they have a sign that says like, lechon belly, which is fat equals flavor, belly equals good. If you're not into fat, order something else.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of our restaurant.
Nice. I'm gonna probably have to steal that for a life goal. Really, it's just to give up on all the squats and everything else like that, and just be like, if you're not into fat, fucking order somewhere else. That's my new motto.
Yeah. Yeah. And get the fuck out. So yeah, I think, I don't know if this will reach them. We are sort of connected to them somehow. I hope some of our ideas make it to who needs to hear it.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, I feel like a lot of what I said had a lot of venom in it. So I do hope that they take it with the best of intentions possible.
Genuinely
had a good time. I feel like I could have had a much better time. I feel like I could have had a lot more understanding about everything. I want to see this do well.
Yeah.
I want it to be a daily. I want it to be an annual thing that I enjoy going to, that becomes a much larger thing and actually does bring some prominence back. I think that would be really fucking cool.
Yeah. And that area could use some TLC. Like, I feel like they could use some love around there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, really, really could.
One other thing. Did you manage to take any photos?
No. I by the time I got there, everything was starting to get dark and there was nothing to walk around and do, and nobody was in any costumes. So there was nothing even there's nothing even really take street photos of. So unless I brought my like ridiculous telephoto, I wasn't gonna see anything on stage.
Yeah.
So yeah, I tried to grab a few candid photos of Dan's son, but that was about it.
Yeah, I tried to do stuff and it just It wasn't happening.
It's too damn dark.
Yeah.
It's too damn dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm hungry again. I haven't eaten since lunch. That's how full I got from lunch. It is now, what is it, 9:15?
Nice.
God damn it.
Nice. Jamie Noguchi, can I throw something out at you? Because it's going to stick in my brain, and I heard it today, and I think it's a fun thing that if anybody's still sticking around and hearing this, you should try at home. So I was listening to a random podcast today, and two comedians who I enjoy very much. One, Bert Kreischer. If you've ever heard the story of The Machine, there's a shirtless guy who talks about how he hijacked a train in Russia when he was in college. If you haven't ever heard of it, type The Machine into YouTube and strap yourself in for one of the greatest comedy stories I've ever heard. The other comedian on this was Jim Jefferies, who has a Jim Jefferies show on Comedy Central. He's an Australian comedian, very funny, can be polarizing a lot of times, got very popular for a gun rant that he did a while back, also very good. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about how Jim Jefferies on his TV show, he somehow managed to wrangle Brad Pitt into being his weatherman. As like a fun throwaway bit, and Brad's been back and does the show like, I don't know, once every two months or something like that, he comes back on the show and comes to do the thing. And it's very similar to like a Daily Show sort of thing. They just don't record as often.
Nice.
So because Jim knows Brad and Jim's Australian, he ended up starting to run in higher circles. So he ends up becoming friends with Russell Crowe. So Russell Crowe, also Australian, obviously, apparently fell in love with an old rugby team as he was growing up. That rugby team shut down, just lack of funding or what have you. Russell Crowe was so pissed off that he decided to buy the team himself and decided to reopen the team. So if you've ever seen like Tom Cruise walking around with some sort of weird like Australian rugby football team hatter on, or you're like, the fuck is that from? It's because Russell Crowe's just been handing out merch to all these top level celebrities to try and get viability for his team.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Right. So Jim Jefferies was talking about how his real goal is to be rich enough to reopen his rugby team that closed in like 2012. And Bert was joking around about how he doesn't have that kind of money yet and doesn't think he ever will. And Jim's like, yeah, but I think it's a real power move to own a sporting team. And we definitely have enough money to sponsor a little league team. And this is where the concept came from, that he and another comedian and like six other comedians all get together. They all sponsor a bunch of little league teams, and you have them play against each other, and you have them like literally come out and tailgate these little league games of kids that aren't even theirs, but they own the team. So they really want to set up like individual viewing boxes like next to the dugouts there, and just have everybody hang out and like, yeah, and like grill burgers and drink champagne as, you know, as the fighting Jefferies all hang out against the fighting Kreischers, and you let them play against each other.
That's so amazing.
Right. So it got me obsessed with this idea of like, that's my new power move goal, is to get enough scratch together to be able to sponsor a little league team. And then I had this panic moment where I'm like, the fuck do I call them? Like, do I use my name? Is it that strong? Or do I come up with a fucked up logo? And like, immediately my head like went to you, and I was like, what the hell would Jamie name his team?
Killer Kaijus, like, or something like that.
Killer Kaijus, you call yourself the Riders, and it's just like a comic writer thing. Yeah. Like, what do you call yourselves?
We punch you or something like that.
Right. Yeah. But like, right. So yeah. I ask you at home, what the hell would you end up naming your little league team? Because I started to do a little research, and near as I can tell, so long as you're willing to basically like buy the uniforms, cover some ice cream after games, maybe a pizza night at the end of the thing, I think all told in, you're going to be in like $3,000 tops.
Oh, wow.
Right, which is a bit of scratch, but it's not undoable.
Yeah.
And it begs the question of like, the fuck would I actually name the team? Because that's almost a doable goal. Like,
yeah.
And everybody else in the league, they've got, you know, like around here, nobody plays as the Orioles, or at least to my knowledge, nobody plays as the Orioles. But all of the other like all the other teams, you know, the Dodgers, the Angels, the blah, 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 those are all common teams to be played as. So nobody's like a made-up sporting team unless you've got a sponsorship.
Oh, man. Oh,
so it got me also thinking as a side effect of this, softball teams, like rec league softball teams, are definitely sponsor-based. They're definitely adult-based. You could definitely drink at these things. I kind of want to just have a bunch, like literally just sponsor it, and it's not a company. It's just me. It's just Chalmers written across the front and script, just a photo of my face, just big thumbs up right there.
Oh,
and
my
just,
God.
Yeah, right, yeah. And just literally at the end of the game, everybody comes over, high fives me, just lifts me up. I don't have to do anything. It's just a bunch of heavy set guys playing softball together, drinking with my name and face on their shirt. And I kind of want this to happen.
I feel like we can make this happen somehow.
I feel like we can make this happen. Like, I don't want to like Indiegogo it, but I kind of do. Like, I don't want to GoFundMe it. Just like, hey guys, look, I'm just looking to raise money for this. I'm not in some sort of financial strife yet.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on. I don't need a kidney. Just genuinely, all I want to do is be a big shot to a softball league for a season and have a bunch of grown adults wear my name and face on their jersey.
I like it. I think
it's my dream of reality.
I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think we could get a bunch of us together, because if I could get like the crushing Chalmers versus like the nasty Gucci and just have them take on each other. Yeah.
Oh, well, man, that's amazing.
So yeah, kids, if anyone's playing at home, feel free to come up with your softball team name, or God forbid, your little league game. And I had to switch it to softball because part of me would really want to go there and like tailgate and cheer on the kids. And if they're not my kids, people start to get real questionable. Like, why are you drinking before 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
Why are you yelling at children that aren't yours?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but my name's on their shirts. And that's a whole nother fucking question that happens right there. Like, why are you sponsoring a little league team? So it's a lot of
There's a lot of problematic things.
I don't know if I want to necessarily jump into.
Yeah.
But I think if I do a softball league, I think that's where it's at. I'm going to have to pay a little more for the larger shirts, but I feel like
that's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I wanted to share and thought that would be a fun thing to leave everybody with. So yeah, kids, go follow your dreams.
All right, yo, Brandon Chalmers, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers.
Where do they find you? You can find me on Instagram, Jamie Noguchi. You can find me on Twitter, Angry Zen Master. You could find me on Facebook, but if I have never met you in person, I probably won't friend you. Subscribe, all that kind of crap. All right, man. That's it. Hope you get your team. That sounds amazing.
Me too. I'm going to keep that dream alive, buddy.
Woo! All right. Yeah. Bye.
Later. Bye.